This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, before we get to what you're doing today, which I think is brilliant, by the way.
Okay.
I got another song to play for you. Okay.
Okay.
And this is one of those songs that's going viral simply because it's an earworm. Everybody's singing it, can't get it out of their head, and it's making the news for some reason. All right, we've already played Honk on Bobo.
Oh, yeah,
we played Bears Don't Care, whatever it's called.
Never give up.
The Bears, yeah.
Yeah.
We played, what's his name, Young Biscuit?
Young
Gravy.
Young Gravy.
Yeah.
By the way, I just found out a fun fact. I don't know if it's true.
What?
But Young Gravy's dad apparently invented those bumps that wake you up if you go off the road.
Oh, really?
That's
no
what
way.
Somebody said. Yeah, those. Yeah.
Those bumps?
Huh. Yeah. Young Gravy's
Young
dad.
Gravy.
Yeah.
Get out.
Yeah, made some bumps.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
It is crazy. All right, there's a Burger King commercial, and I guess this Whopper song is getting a lot of play because people are saying that it's driving them nuts.
Okay.
Okay. Here it is.
Whopper, 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 Junior, Double, Triple, Whopper, Flame Grill taste with perfect toppers. I rule this day.
All right, here we go.
Lettuce, mayo, pickle, ketchup. It's okay if I don't want that Impossible or bacon Whopper. Any Whopper my way. You rule your season today. FBK, have it your way.
I don't hear it.
What's
is it driving me nuts? No.
Yeah, we haven't heard it more than once.
No,
yet.
But the one though, because it does get, I sing it all the time to myself, and I just realized that I actually do it. BK, have it your way. That's what gets stuck in my head.
Oh, see, I have Whopper, 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 Whopper.
Yeah,
in my
that's
head.
What
whopper,
gets stuck
whopper.
In my head. Yeah,
I got the BK, have it your way in my
the
head.
The part of the song that people are complaining about is Whopper, 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 Whopper,
Whopper, Whopper, Whopper,
yeah.
Whopper.
It's all over whopper. TikTok. Whopper. If it hasn't hit your reels yet, it will.
Whopper, all right, let me hear it again. Whopper, let's do it again.
Whopper, 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 Junior, Double, Triple, Whopper.
Whopper, Whopper, Whopper. I feel like I'm stuck. Whopper, Whopper, Whopper. Whopper.
Stuck in your head. Sorry to do that
to
you.
No, and it is.
Yeah.
It's totally stuck in my head.
It is?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Whopper, 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 Junior, Double, Triple, Whopper, Whopper, taste with perfect toppers, I rule this day.
What do you say again?
Whopper, 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 Junior, Double, Triple, Whopper,
Whopper,
taste with perfect toppers, I rule this day.
Who came up with the idea what you guys are doing today?
What? What
do you think? Who came up with the idea? Your Goodwill honey.
I'm sorry.
Who came up with that? That's brilliant.
It was called the Sag Schmidl.
Yeah.
It was a little
awkward. Yeah, you just got to move on. Man.
Yeah, you just got Whopper, Whopper, Whopper,
Whopper.
Okay.
Whopper.
Okay, so here's how it all happened.
Okay.
So yesterday, one of my friends has this dress and she can't find shoes, right? And that's where my shoes came into play because there's 7 girls on this feed.
Yeah.
So I showed her a pair of Louboutins, but they're $1,800. And she's like, I'm not spending $1,800 for one event for these shoes. And I was like, okay. And she goes, what about a secondhand store? And I'm like, ew. Now, here's my rule, okay? I will buy, like that jacket right there, that's from a secondhand store.
Right.
Okay, I'll buy jackets and backpacks and stuff like that from a thrift store.
Yeah, yeah.
Just odds and ends like that, jewelry, whatever. But shoes is off limits.
I get it. I get it. I wouldn't buy a pair of shoes from the secondhand store.
Yeah, I don't do shoes at all.
And I don't care if they look brand new, dress shoes, whatever. I'm not going to buy them from the thrift store.
Right. But then Christy chimed in and she's like, really? She goes, Lysol fixes everything. And she's like, the shoes that you try on at the mall have been tried on by other people. What's the big deal? And then I was like, ew.
Well,
that is a good point. I mean.
Yeah, I mean,
yes and no.
Yeah,
I mean,
because
now,
women put our bare feet in high heels and try them on.
Well, but the store that where last shoes I bought, you go in, you see a pair of shoes on the display there, and you say this one in a size 10. They go get a brand new pair and bring them out.
Right, but people have tried those on.
You don't know that, though.
You probably...
The thrift store, you know for a fact somebody wore them over and over and over again. But when I go to the shoe store, I don't think of that.
Trust me, 7.5s, which I wear, have been tried on and on and on and on.
And the difference with those at a thrift store is that they've been sweated in. Like, they've been used.
Right, that's the point. Yeah,
they've
the thrift
been soaking up that sweat.
Thrift store is not the same as a new pair of shoes.
Right, so Christy's like, just Lysol fixes everything. So I'm like... I can't. I don't know why I just can't put my feet in other... Even though she had a great point, right? Which is, you know, if you go somewhere else, they've tried them on. Now that's stuck in my head, but it's fine. Anyway, and so she calls it Goodwill Hunting, right? And so...
It's a great name.
It is a great name.
Perfect.
And so we're all going... This is crazy. We're all going thrift shopping, all right? And first of all, we have to play the Macklemore song when we start
thrift shop. I'm going to pop some tags.
So we're all going to be in the car. We turn it up, and then we walk in, and then I guess this weekend at Goodwill, all clothes are $2.
Oh.
Yeah. Because she's on the email list.
at all the Goodwills?
Yeah, that's what she said.
Every item is $2
clothes? She said clothing was. Yeah. She got an email.
Really?
Yeah, that's what she said. So, now this is the brilliant part. So what we do is we all pick out, you have to draw somebody's name, and then you have to buy them an outfit.
Okay.
Okay? You have to go to the Goodwill. We are all going, and we have to buy each other an outfit, and then we go home, we wash it in hot.
Now, is the approach is the approach on this the most hideous?
No.
Or you're actually looking for something that looks very nice?
Very nice. We're trying to go, like, nice.
Okay, so you're not out to just embarrass someone when you go out to dinner.
No, we're trying to, whoever gets the best outfit.
Because that could easily be done.
Well, yeah, that's easy. This one's hard.
Okay.
Right?
Yes.
So we have to go buy each other an outfit, wash them in hot, Lysol them, all that stuff. And then, because everybody has stuff to do on Saturday, but then on Sunday, we wear them all and we go out to dinner.
That's a great idea.
Is that hilarious?
Yeah. Now, I was thinking you could also do it the opposite way. It'd be great for Valentine's Day if this caught on all over the country, where couples go into a Goodwill store and you buy the most hideous.
That's true.
And you wear it to your Valentine's dinner.
Oh, my God.
So when you go into a restaurant, you see everybody in there on Valentine's night that has on these hideous outfits, and you know what's going on. It's the Goodwill Hunting.
The Goodwill Hunting Valentine's Challenge.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be
Be funny. That is a funny idea, actually. But no, we're going the opposite, which is all, you know, upscale as much as you can or whatever. And then Sunday, we're going to dinner. Oh, my God. What if it's horrible?
I think you're going to find some pretty good items, though.
I do, too.
Now, which store are you going to? Do you know exactly?
The one on Broadway. I don't know.
Oh, boy. Because it really depends on the store you go to.
Yeah.
Because they say that if you go to a Goodwill, like in Vail, you get really good stuff. But if you go to certain parts of town.
Well, is that blue store still open? The one that's the Goodwill Blue in Cherry Creek?
Oh.
Because they have only high-end stuff.
I've never heard of that one.
Yeah.
It's blue?
Like blue. But it's
called,
like,
Goodwill Blue?
Yeah. It's like only designer stuff.
I will say the Goodwill in Lone Tree has some really good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
It's barely used.
Okay, so there's got to be, where are the richest zip codes? That's where we need to go.
Yeah, I'd say the richest zip codes don't even have a Goodwill one.
It looks like your Goodwill is still open.
Oh, it is the blue one?
Goodwill Deja Blue Boutique Store.
Oh,
it's
all a boutique.
It's right on 3rd and University.
Wow.
So we'll go there.
But that kind of defeats the purpose.
I know, we're not really going to go there.
Yeah, you need to go to something in a part of town that isn't so flashy.
Well,
you know what I mean?
I mean, the Broadway one, that sounds yucky.
I think Broadway's perfect. I really do. I think Broadway. I think Broadway.
Oh, my God. I don't even know if I want to put my body in
Broadway would be a challenge.
No, yucky.
Yes,
I don't know if I want to.
You know, you say shoes. I can't bear buy pants from there.
Why?
I just don't want to put on a pair of pants that somebody else wore.
Why?
I just don't. I don't know. It's much like the shoes, I guess.
Is it like your sack is touching their sack?
Yeah. Because he doesn't wear underwear, so he thinks everyone else is doing the same thing.
Oh, it's like a sack attack.
We have to take a break.
Ew. I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
Ew. Oh, perfect.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.